A message from the Virginia Department of Health.
WCHV time is 7:15. Mac McDonald populating the dreams of our boss. I don't know what that means, but he's here in reality.
Did he come in and tell you that story?
Well, it was more of a confessional, really. When you know,
wow.
I don't know. I'm not Dr. Freud. I'm not even Dr. Schadenfreude. But when your coworkers start popping up in your dreams, it's time for a trip to the Grand Canyon or something.
He felt guilty, I guess. He texted me this morning first thing. So
why would you feel guilty? I mean, did you know you were in his dream? I mean,
I did not have a starring role. I hope not, anyway. presented by Batteries Plus next to the Cavalier Diner. You can always trust the Plus. 7 days of defense, drills, and perfecting an offense paid off for a while last night. Virginia did beat Clemson at home 51-44, anything but pretty. The Cavaliers allowed just 2 points in the first 7 minutes, gave up 14 in the first half, and somehow solved the Tiger matchup zone in the second half of their seventh ACC win of the year. Braxton Key knocked down 4 of 6 threes, including 3 late in the second half to help his teammates recover from 3 field goals in the first 15 minutes of the second half. Ooh. It was ugly. Head coach Tony Bennett said the 7 days of work showed, but just for a little while.
That carried over, and I think our guys understood the value of that, and we had a nice flow going for a while. And again, then they fell into that zone, and it sort of stymied us, but we made enough plays out of it. And again, good plays down the stretch by Braxton.
Braxton Key led the Cavs, season high 19. Jay Huff at 10 points, 10 boards. Wahoos now 7-4 in the ACC. They win the 10th straight against Clemson, and their third straight. They haven't won 3 in a row since the 4-0 start. Elsewhere in the Atlantic Coast, number 5 Louisville rallied to beat Wake 86-76. The Cards were down 12 and a half and outscored the Demon Deacons by 22 after the break. And the Cards are 11-1 now in the league, and we'll wait, Virginia, to come to the Derby City Saturday. That's a little 4 o'clock matinee. Notre Dame beat Pitt by 8. NC State down Miami and Coral Gables 83-72. Virginia women's team will play Clemson tonight, by the way, at JPJ. I had it in my headlines. It's worth mentioning again. Yesterday, baseball great Pete Rose asked the commissioner of baseball to remove his name from the sports ineligible list. Based on the Astros sign-stealing scandal, Rose's 20-page petition to the office of Rob Manfred is asking the office to lift the 30-and-a-half-year ban, a result from Rose gambling on the game. It's Pete's second attempt for reinstatement with Manfred, and that will be a story worth following. Well, after all, at 8:15, when we go on point, sometimes you just got to tell your girlfriend, we're not going to dinner yet, and I'll explain why in an hour.
Okay, or your coworker who's dreaming about you. Somebody, tell them about that. You know, that Pete Rose story, I kind of get his point that if sign-stealing is a scandal worth all of this, then gambling might be forgivable. I think about it the other way around. I still look at what Pete was doing, and I just don't think he grasps why... why that kind of corruptible behavior is something, and maybe not understanding the history of baseball the way it was. I mean, baseball, like horse racing, was popular in the 20s and 30s because people would go there and bet on the games, just like
exactly. People
will go to the track. Then somebody said, yeah, this poor kid from the farm country, if I throw him a few bucks, he can impact the game. Say it ain't so, Joe.
And it's not, and it goes beyond Joe. It goes beyond the Hall of Fame too. There's so many parts to the game that Pete wants to be a part of. You know, he wants to go to spring training, work with the guys, coach the younger players, talk to them, whatever. But you know, being banned for baseball doesn't mean you're just not getting into the Hall. Yes, the Hall of Fame is important, but there are a lot of other parts to that ban. So. Anyway,
yeah, it's a long story, but I'd say it's an interesting one. That'll give something for us to talk about besides impeachment now. Anyway,
yeah, exactly. I guess I will tear up my script and I will look forward to 8:15.
All right, thank you, Mac.
Now that winter has arrived.